You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appreciate you guys listening to us, hanging out with us on your way on the radio dial and also on the Odyssey app. You can go back and listen to all of the shows on 92.9 The Game. And if you want to go back and listen to some of the wake-up calls, some of the cool content we had at 7 o'clock hour, we'll get back into in just a minute. We also are having Mike Dettillier on at 8:40 to talk about the Derek Carr situation. And, you know, is there any second-guessing in terms of the draft or of the quarterbacks that were going on down there? Or do they feel good about where they're at with the guys they have in that room? We're going to talk a little bit in just a second about the Atlanta Falcons rookie minicamp, and we're also going to get a Life of Squid, but we got to talk about these Braves, man. And we keep time and time again today ripping the Band-Aid off and just, look, it's better if sometimes you just put it on Front Street and point out the fact that they lost 2 of 3 to a very, very bad baseball team and continue to not be able to hit. I want to go back to some of the conversation you and I were having earlier, Bo, about Alex Verdugo in the leadoff spot. Is he going to stay in the leadoff spot until Ronnie comes back? You think absolutely. I personally wouldn't mind seeing a change for the next whatever, how many weeks that we're dealing with, first week of June, 3 weeks left in May, 4 weeks, whatever it is. I don't know. I don't know when Ronnie's coming back. Verdugo to me, and I said this, and I've worn it since then, dude. I've worn it ever since I said this. Verdugo was hitting 207 in Gwinnett when they called him up. And I was like, Braves fans, if y'all think that Alex Verdugo is going to walk in here and be some kind of magic pill to get you over the edge and start sending you back towards relevancy, you're sadly mistaken. And then he promptly comes in and goes like 10 of his first 12.
Right.
Like it was like insane. And yeah. I had to get back on here on Monday and I had to be like, you know what, man? Probably missed on that one.
Right.
You know what? It's takes a man to be able to admit when you completely misstepped on what you were thinking. But I don't know. Some of the magic has worn off with Verdugo for me. The bottom line is, though, and this goes back to what Bo, I think, has been saying most of the day, if the guys you rely on in the heart of your order aren't hitting, you can bandage it up however you want to. You can make it look better. You can plug a pinch hitter in here and there or a pinch runner. But when Austin Riley and Matt Olson and Marcelo Zuna and those guys are not hitting to the back of their baseball cards said they should, you're not going to win many games. And your pitching's been great. But, dude, those guys have got to step up in some of these situations.
Yeah, I saw the Dave O'Brien wrote an article, and one of the things he put in there was Chris Sale has had a 2.20 ERA his last 5 starts. Mm. And I think he's won like maybe one of those games. And that was probably the Arizona. I don't even know if he I think he got the win in Arizona, because remember they lost Colorado. And that was his phenomenal start.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they had to go to extras to win the start before that, and then they lost yesterday. I understand you want to flip the lineup around, but there's not a lot you can do, and right. that's the problem.
It's all duct tape, man.
You keep talking. I say you, but we keep talking, and everybody keeps talking about, well, move this guy around, move that guy around. But you can't move guys where they're not comfortable in the order, and there's nothing that tells me that Eli White is suited to be the leadoff guy. It's like Nick Allen's a ninth hitter. You can move him. He's got a better on-base percentage than Verdugo and a better average. You want to move him in the order? No, not really. That's the problem. Michael Harris was always really good at that 8-9 spot his first year and two in the league. And then, you know, when you started playing with him in that leadoff spot, no, it's not for him. You can't just move guys. Some of those guys need to be there. Not everybody's that. And I think Verdugo's one of those guys that'll go up and down, by the way.
Ding.
But you're trying to, the one thing this team is really trying to do, and they're not doing a very good job of it from the plate, is just stay afloat till you get Acuna back, till you get Profar back, till you get Strider back. Like,
I think what the main point of contention for Bo has been is that we have come up with different ways to try to put lipstick on a pig or a Band-Aid on a bullet wound, if you will, when really what it all comes down to is your stars have to be stars. We can talk about Snicker's decision or whether they should bunt or how many times, so-and-so has been thrown out stealing or we're a guy. But if the heart of your order is not there, that's when you go into quote-unquote panic mode. And I don't think any of us are panicking. I'm not panicky about the Braves right now. But and I saw this tweet out last night. Over the last 162, you're 80-82. Like, that's exactly what you are as a baseball team.
I do have a little fear, though. We're not in panic mode, but I have a little fear that around Metro Atlanta, we're going to start to see heart medication going out of stock. Because my heart cannot take this up and down. We haven't had a boring game.
Yeah.
It's always going to these innings, and it's so dramatic every single time. Damn. I want the roller coaster to stop. I want off the ride.
Let me off.
There's good and bad in that. Some people will tell you, yeah, but I know this team, if they do make it there, they're going to be battle-tested. They're going to be clutch. They're going to know how to win those games. And then there's the other part that by the time you get there, you're going to be so worn out, and you're going to use all that magic up, and you know, you just can't. It's hard to pull back on it. And I had the thing that bothers me is this. Well, they need a different voice. Well, what does a voice do when one of the players you rely on to be a star player for you, which is Ozzy, is just absolutely brutal? What is a different voice going to say?
I don't see, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see the classic signs of they need a different voice. To me, the classic signs of they need a different voice are nobody's paying attention to them. They're, you know, you have games with four errors where they're not hitting cutoff men. They're not running out to first base. Like, those are the things, like, man, maybe they need a different voice. To me, what Brian Snicker's dealing with is simply we hear from Austin Riley, dude, I'm pressing. I'm not doing this. Matt Olson, we're going to get it done. We're good enough. Marcelo Ozuna, I got to be better. This, like, we're hearing all the right things. These are not classic symptoms of they need a different voice. You're just not performing. And I'll throw Raisel Iglesias in with that heart of the order as well. You've got to be a stud. You haven't been great, and that's fine. Sometimes that happens with relievers and especially closers. They come in windows in their career. But last night is another example, and I'm not blaming him at all. I've said it a number of times on the show today. He was fine last night. A victim of bad luck a number of times. But he's got to be one of those guys that goes along with Olsen and Riley and everybody else. They've got to have you at times like this, and he wasn't able to come up with it yesterday. So
I think that's why when people search for issues, they just go, well, fire the manager. I mean, how much more simple can you be?
Yeah.
Like, that's the most ridiculous thought process. Well, why don't you fire the owner? Can you fire them? Can the owner fire themselves? If they would have, they'd have done it.
We've had that conversation a few times.
They'd have done it in Pittsburgh. Well, my point is like, you can't get mad at somebody when, like, they're like, I can't believe that Snit would put that guy. Well, he doesn't have anything else. And I saw people mad yesterday because he pinch ran for Ozuna, and then it worked. And they're like, well, it's still the wrong move. Well, it worked. It can't be the wrong move. You can't. Everybody wants to be the smartest guy in the room. There's so many baseball managers on Twitter. I don't know how they can't find the right guy. We had Sloppy Joe's last night.
There you go.
Put a little
food truck or no?
Squid truck.
Okay, just checking.
Put a little Baron Burton's W sauce on them and cooked them. That's what I do. You can make. You could make a Sloppy Joe food truck, and it'll be highly successful. Mm. And you could use it by cooking the meat in, like, the Fireshire by Baron Burton's or the just the straight up Baron Burton's W sauce.
It's been so long since we had that argument. I don't even remember which side of it I was on. Like, we were like, can't have Sloppy Joe's in a food truck. And the other one of us was like, yes, you can. And I don't even remember. It was like 2 years ago.
You could, because, I mean, you know, anyways, that another argument. Argument for another day.
And you don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Allen Lager, Kennesaw State's official beer, brought to you by their athletics, brought to you by New Realm Brewing. So, George Pickens has been traded, and he's now a Cowboy. And I, you know, this goes back to there was some social media stuff of Beanie Bishop, Pittsburgh cornerback, and their linebacker Peyton Wilson, and they made a comment in response to a video. This was a video that was George Pickens tweeted in response to, and they were talking about it, and they said, "Look, the front office isn't just making moves for this year." And that's what they, it goes, that's what I've kind of had to learn. They're really trying to stack year on top of year, said Peyton Wilson. And he goes, like, obviously being in it, we want to win a Super Bowl every single year, but they look at it differently for the front office. They try to make this trade, like, we can set this up this year and then pick this year for that year and all kind of stuff. Well, George Pickens decided to comment on it. He has since deleted this, but he says, "They the cheapest organization. Ain't no stacking year after year. They going to let them blanks go too soon as it's time, LMAOO. So laugh my blank off," Pickens wrote. So basically George Pickens is crapping on the organization, saying they're cheap, they don't want to pay people, they let you go, and that they're not trying to win anything, they're just trying to go the cheap route, which is a hysterical because the Pittsburgh Steelers are known as what, Michael?
Great organization, stable organization, three head coaches, and they'll pay their players.
Yeah, they're one of the best organizations around, and everybody wants their team to be like the Steelers organization. Yep, George Pickens has a problem with them. Go figure, which is why he's no longer in Pittsburgh.
I was going to say.
Why he'll be in Dallas for maybe a year. I don't know if he'll last a whole year, and then he'll be on his third team in 3 years on a – you know, regular deal with a chance to prove himself or be on his way out of the league.
I actually think, and we got to go to break because Mike Tillier is coming up, but I actually think that just the original part of that video talking about the timing of drafting and stacking is such an interesting conversation because it's so many people look and go, "Well, you're deficient here. You need to draft this guy." And a lot of times organizations go, "Dude, we're not in win now mode." Like, they can't say that publicly, but it's like, we're not going to go out and draft a quarterback when we have no offensive line, no receivers. Like, why do we do that?
You also don't understand how they look at things and what they want guys to do. And their whole thing is, we put players in here to do this job that we want them to do. Therefore, we don't think we have a deficiency there just like you think we do.
Yeah. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We come back, we're going to talk to our buddy Mike Dettillier, the college football and NFL draft analyst. And straight up, I'm going to leave it off the top, man. Were you surprised that Derek Carr stepped away, and what's the next step?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.